Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we're joined by Helper Mayor Lanice Peterman. Lanice, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Thanks for always having me. It's great to be able to communicate with everyone.
Yeah, we're communicating a pretty fun event today, if I'm right. I mean, looking at it, Sally Morrow is seeking volunteers to help read with individual students. And that just sounds like such a fun opportunity. So let's kind of talk about first how this all came together. How did this whole program start?
Well, you know, Blake Allen is a wonderful principal down at Sally Morrow, and they're actually trying to get ahead of their reading goals and objectives for the year. So they're being super proactive. And we did this a few years ago as we were coming out of COVID. We found our second graders were falling behind because of homeschooling, you know, inadvertent homeschooling, as well as teachers wearing masks so they couldn't see, you know, the pronunciation of words and so on. So it was so successful that I think he kind of, you know, said, hey, let's do it again and make sure we're meeting our reading objectives.
Yeah, and all my conversations with Principal Allen, he is such a good administrator for that school. Those kids are lucky to have him. And with programs like this, you can see why. Because like you said, during the COVID years, that inadvertent homeschooling and the masks on the teachers that made it so they couldn't see the pronunciation, that really led to a dip in childhood literacy. So this is a good way to help get back. And, you know, for the students, and for the people in the community, it's a good chance to help give back to the community. So let's talk for a second, probably about the benefit. You know, we talked about how it's going to help the kids get ahead of their reading goals. But as a mayor and just as a citizen in general, what benefit are you seeing for the people who volunteer?
Absolutely. It activates, you know, retired people. It engages people who maybe have bandwidth to sit down one-on-one with a child and to help them read. So it's definitely a two-way street and definitely a win-win, both for the child who has the experience with the adult to improve their reading skills. So again, super excited to reactivate this program and to help our kids be the best they can be.
And that's what I love about living in a rural area like Carbon County, like Emory County. You get the community involved in these big activities like this, and it benefits everyone. I mean, it gets the, like you said, the elderly out. It can help some retired folks out, people who are just looking for something to do and want to help give back. It helps them, and it helps the kids in kind. Now, this is going to be taking place from January to May this year. And is there any specific time they have to show up, or what are they looking at?
Actually, it's during the school hours. So depending on your individual schedule, if you can be there at 10 on Tuesdays, they're going to work with you and pair you with a child. So really, it's get a background check. That's paramount. You have to do that, and you can do it at the Carbon County School District. And then you just go to the school and say, hey, I'm here to help kids read, and they will pair you with someone and work with your schedule.
Yeah, and that, I really like this program. And all you, like you said, all you really need is that background check. And for more information, you can contact Anderson KR at carbonschools.org or call 435-472-5311. Again, that's 435-472-5311. Now, Mayor Peterman, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything else you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just get out and let's help our kids. They need it, and we should all be involved because they're our future.
Well, Mayor Peterman, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman, and we were talking about the Together We Can Sally Morrow Volunteer Reading Program. For more information on that, you can email AndersonKR at carbonschools.org or call 435-472-5311. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.